This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 152, Biography of Joseph Morrell, the Representative from New York. General Information. Joseph D. Morrell is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for New York's 25th Congressional District. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been in office since November 2018. Morrell's district includes parts of Monroe County, including the city of Rochester, and extends into the Finger Lakes region. Early life and education. Joseph Morrell was born on April 29, 1957, in Utica, New York. He grew up in Irondequoit, a suburb of Rochester, where he was raised in a working-class family. His early life was marked by a strong community spirit and a commitment to public service, influenced by his parents who instilled in him the values of hard work and civic duty. Morrell attended the local public schools in Irondequoit before enrolling at the State University of New York at Geneseo, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. His interest in politics was further nurtured during his college years, where he was actively involved in student government and political organizations. After completing his undergraduate studies, Morrell pursued a master's degree in public administration from the University of Rochester's Simon School of Business. Early career. Following his education, Morrell began his career in public service as a legislative aide in the New York State Assembly. This role provided him with a deep understanding of legislative processes and policymaking, setting the stage for his future political endeavors. He worked under Assemblyman Clifford W. Branch, gaining insights into state politics and governance. In 1979, Morrell was elected to the Irondequoit Town Council, marking his entry into elected office. His tenure on the council was characterized by efforts to improve local infrastructure, support small businesses, and enhance community services. His success in local politics led to his election as the Monroe County Legislature in 1983, where he served for 15 years, eventually becoming the president of the legislature. Election history. Joseph Morrell's political ascent continued when he was elected to the New York State Assembly in 1990, representing the 132nd District. During his time in the Assembly, Morrell rose through the ranks, becoming the majority leader in 2013, a position he held until his election to Congress. His leadership in the Assembly was noted for his ability to bridge divides and foster bipartisan cooperation. In 2018, following the resignation of Representative Louise Slaughter, Morrell ran in the special election for New York's 25th Congressional District. He won the election with over 60% of the vote, defeating Republican candidate Jim Maxwell. Morrell was sworn into Congress on November 13, 2018, and has since been re-elected in the subsequent general elections, maintaining a strong voter base in his district. Political stances. Representative Morrell is known for his progressive stances on various issues. He supports comprehensive healthcare reform, advocating for policies like Medicare for All to ensure universal healthcare access. Morrell has been a vocal proponent of gun control measures, pushing for stricter background checks and bans on assault weapons. On economic issues, Morrell focuses on job creation, particularly in manufacturing and technology sectors, aiming to revitalize the economy of upstate New York. He supports raising the minimum wage, protecting workers' rights, and promoting unionization as means to improve economic equity. His environmental policies align with the Green New Deal, emphasizing sustainable development and combating climate change through legislative action. In terms of education, Morrell has worked to increase funding for public schools, reduce student loan debt, and expand access to higher education. He believes in the power of education as a tool for social mobility and economic growth. Additionally, Morrell has been a strong advocate for women's rights, supporting legislation that protects reproductive rights and promotes gender equality in the workplace. Morrell's foreign policy is characterized by a commitment to human rights and international cooperation. He supports diplomatic solutions to conflicts and has been critical of policies that he believes undermine global stability or human rights. His approach often reflects a balance between national security interests and humanitarian considerations. Joseph Morrell, the representative for New York's 25th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the community he serves. Having been born and raised in the area, Morrell understands the unique challenges and needs of his district, which spans parts of Monroe County, including Rochester, a city with a rich history but also facing modern-day economic and social issues. Morrell's legislative focus on education has resonated well with many in his district. He has been a staunch advocate for public education, pushing for increased funding and better resources for schools. This commitment is particularly appreciated in areas where educational disparities are evident, and his efforts to level the playing field through policy and funding have made a tangible difference in the lives of many families. Another pillar of Morrell's support base is his advocacy for healthcare reform. He has consistently supported measures to expand healthcare access, reduce costs, and protect pre-existing conditions. Given the high healthcare costs and the ongoing discussions about healthcare policy in the U.S., his proactive stance on these issues provides reassurance to many constituents who are concerned about their health and financial security. Morrell's approach to economic development also plays a crucial role in his popularity. He has worked tirelessly to attract new businesses and industries to the region, understanding that economic growth is vital for job creation and community prosperity. His initiatives have included support for small businesses, which are the backbone of the local economy, and efforts to revitalize urban areas, thereby fostering a sense of community and economic resilience. His commitment to social justice and equality has also won him many supporters. Morrell has been vocal about issues like racial equality, women's rights, and support for the LGBTQ+ community. His district, diverse in its demographic makeup, appreciates his efforts to represent all voices, especially those historically marginalized, ensuring that policies reflect the needs and rights of all constituents. Lastly, Morrell's personal attributes contribute significantly to his support. He is known for his accessibility, often engaging directly with constituents through town halls, community events, and personal meetings. This hands-on approach makes him not just a representative but a neighbor, someone who listens and acts on the feedback he receives. His reputation for integrity and dedication to public service further cements his standing among voters who value character in their elected officials. In summary, Joseph Morrell's support in New York 25 stems from his local roots, his focus on critical issues like education and healthcare, his economic development initiatives, his advocacy for social justice, and his personal engagement with the community. These factors combine to make him a representative who not only understands but actively works to improve the lives of those he represents. Joseph Morrell, the representative for New York's 25th Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various constituents for several reasons. One significant point of contention is his stance on economic policies. Many in his district feel that Morrell's support for certain economic measures does not align with their interests, particularly those who are small business owners or are concerned about local job growth. His votes on tax policies and regulations are often seen as burdensome, potentially stifling local entrepreneurship and economic development. Constituents argue that these policies favor larger corporations or out-of-state interests rather than focusing on the economic needs of the district. Another area where Morrell has drawn criticism is his approach to healthcare. While he supports the Affordable Care Act, some residents believe that his efforts do not go far enough in addressing the rising costs of healthcare or in providing sufficient options for those who fall through the cracks of the current system. There's a sentiment that his policies might be more about maintaining the status quo rather than pushing for innovative solutions that could benefit the district's diverse population. On the issue of education, Morrell's record has also been a point of debate. Some parents and educators feel that his support for educational funding and reforms does not adequately address the specific needs of schools within his district. There's a perception that he prioritizes statewide or national educational agendas over local issues like school infrastructure, teacher shortages, and curriculum relevance to local job markets. Environmental policies are another area where Morrell's positions have not resonated well with all constituents. While he advocates for green initiatives, Some residents, particularly those in rural parts of the district, feel that these policies overlook the economic implications for local industries like farming or small manufacturing. They argue that the push for environmental regulations could lead to job losses or increased costs without sufficient support for transitioning to sustainable practices. Moreover, Morrell's approach to constituent services has been criticized. Some residents report difficulties in accessing his office for help with federal issues or feel that their concerns are not adequately addressed or followed up on. This has led to a perception that he is out of touch with the day-to-day challenges faced by his constituents. Lastly, political alignment plays a role in the lack of support. Morrell, being a Democrat in a district with a mix of political leanings, often faces opposition from those who feel his party's national agenda does not represent their values or needs. His alignment with broader Democratic policies can alienate voters who prefer a more centrist or conservative approach to governance. In summary, while Representative Morrell has his supporters, the reasons for opposition are multifaceted, rooted in economic, healthcare, educational, environmental, and service-related issues, compounded by political alignment differences. These factors contribute to a segment of his district feeling that their representative does not fully represent or address their concerns effectively. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.